most random thing you've bought from a kid? Duct tape on a stick was what my friend said his wife just bought. Jesse texted in and said, I once tried to sell a turtle I found on the side of the road.
Wow. Well, you know what? I bet the turtle needed a good home.
Chelsea texted in and said, my niece sold me my own shoes for $0.25 each.
Okay, that is winning. That is a good salesman right there.
That is perfect.
You are convincing someone they need their own shoes and to pay you money for it. That's awesome.
Another text message, Heather texted in and said, hey, when I was a kid, I drew on strips of paper and then, quote, laminated them with scotch tape, sold them as bookmarks.
Oh, that is smart. You know what?
Man.
We've done that just a couple of nights ago. My son made our daughter a cute little bookmark, and I covered it with packing tape.
Stephanie texted in and said, as a kid, I would decorate rocks and go to door to door and sell them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good deal.
Yeah, because that's art.
Julie.
Okay. So picture late 70s.
Yeah.
Maybe 80, 81. In elementary school, I used to sell pages of the JCPenney bra catalog. Little boys on the bus.
Oh, my God. Congratulations. You beat the duct tape on a stick.
You're like, yep. I yep. I got the Christmas edition catalog. these are going for 50 cents a page.
That is clever.
That's good.
Never would have thought of that.
I like that, Julie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, see ya. Hey, Aaron.
Hi. It was actually myself as a child. My mom wouldn't let me sell Kool-Aid on the corner anymore because it wasn't cost effective for her. So I sold wallpaper samples. And she claims that a gentleman came by and bought all my samples from me.
No way!
That is brilliant.
OMG. Kool-Aid wasn't cost effective?
I take that, like, I was thinking, you know, my daughters have sold many things on our sidewalk.
Yes.
And they've sold duct tape bow ties before.
What?
Yeah, wow. They've created bow ties out of duct tape, and they've sold those. And, so, and again, people go by, and they just see, like, cute little girls selling stuff, and they're like, "Here's my money."
Oh my gosh!
So, wow, Aaron, yeah, you must have been quite the salesman.
Listen, you come to our neighborhood. We were selling lemonade and a little Debbie cakes.
That is the deal.
I know.
That's a combo right there.
I know.
Thanks, Aaron. I got a text from Callie. That says, "I bought a rock from a kid off the ground because he was so cute, and so I guess I was buying his looks."
Oh, absolutely. These kids are going places.
I know, right? Hey, Megan.
Yes.
Turn your radio down real quick. What random thing have you bought from a kid?
So on the side of the street, it was like last year during the summer, this kid had a stand and he was selling shoeboxes and it said Little Treasures. And I was like, oh, that's cute and he's cute, so I'm going to do that. And so I went home and I brought the box home and it was tied with a knot, so I thought it was like secret little treasures in there.
Uh-huh.
And there was nothing in the box.
Nothing in the box?
He just bought a box.
No, and I was like, what's up with that, man? And he was like, they're for your little treasures.
Oh.
I was like, dang it, I don't even hate you, player.
I don't even hate you.
Here's a little fine print, little treasures not included.
That's good.
I
Megan, thank you.
I ain't mad at you, little player.
I ain't mad at you. You got me there, buddy. You got me there.